Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We got up to the two dots, three lines in the top. That's what everybody else is up to. So we learned yesterday in the Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph that a Yoyresh is Soymech, that if it's a person brought the korban and then died before it had a chance to be brought. So he prepared the korban. He had a and he died before it had a chance to be brought. So the son continues and brings the korban, and the son also does smicha on the korban. So that's what we said in the Mishnah. Is Tani Rav Chananya Kame de Rava. Rav Chananya quoted a brisa before Rava, which said Yoy Veshein Esaymich. That an inheritor, let's say the son, does not do smicha when he brings his father's korban, and also yevish ein emeimer. We also said in the Mishnah when we said that the yevish is smicha, so derech agav, even though we were talking about smicha, we mentioned also that the yevish does is meimer. He becomes like the bialim. So if he says zutachazu, the tzmura takes effect. So we have this braisa that's brought Rabbi Chananya, which says that the Yevish ain't his semech and the Yevish ain't his meimer. Fred the Gemara, v'hanan tznan, a Yevish semech and meimer tznan. That's a braisa, that's very nice, Rabbi Chananya. But the Mishnah, which we just learned, says that the Yevish does do smicha, and he's maybe as nesacha, which is fine, because Rabbi Chananya's braisa didn't mention that anywhere. Well, meimer, and he does tzmura. Rabbi Chananya, when, I don't know, somebody mentioned to him that the Mishnah says the opposite, and so he asked Rava, Ibchoi, should I swap the Braisa? Should I edit the Braisa to say that the Yevish is Seimech and the Yevish is Meimer? So Rava told him, Loi, let's see what the editing is, Loi Tzricha, maybe you don't need to swap the Braisa. We can say the Braisa is credible and valid. But Masnissin Mani Rabbi Yehuda, but that Braisa is a das of Rabbi Yehuda, even though it doesn't say Diva Rabbi Yehuda, it's the opinion only of Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees with our Mishnah. The Tanya, because we have another Braisa which says Beferish that Yerish Semech Yerish Meimir, which is the Tanakama, the Braisa says exactly like our Mishnah, that the Yerish does do smich on the animal and the Yerish can also affect the Tzmura. But Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer Yerish Eini Semech and Yerish Eini Meimir. So our Mishnah is not Divrei HaKoil. So the Mishnah is the Chachamim, and the Braisa which Rabbi Chananya brought was according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that an inheritor does not do smicha and does not make a tzmura if he tries? It doesn't take effect. Because he learns, yesterday we brought three times, it says three times karbonoi by the Korban Shlomim. And we learned yesterday, the Gemara said that we had a Braisa, which was a Stam Braisa, Karbonai three times, one Karbonai Baloi Karbon Chaveiro, that you don't do smicha on someone else's Karbon, one that you don't do smicha on a Goy's Karbon, and one Karbonai to include that if there's partners, all the partners do smicha. Rabbi Yehuda takes one of those Karbonais, and he says, Karbonai Baloi Karbonoviv, his Karbon, not his father's korban. From that, Rabbi Yehuda learns that a son who is inheriting a korban after the father died in the middle of the process does not do smicha. So that's how he knows, that's how he learns that a yoyevish does not do smicha. How does he know a yoyevish doesn't effect a tzmura? Because yoliv tchilas hektish misayf hektish. He compares the beginning of hektish. What does that mean? When he makes something hektish, what tzmura is called tchilas hektish, because the second animal is becoming now holy. So that's the making it hektish. And he compares that to soif hektish, which is when it already is holy, he has to do smicha. Ma soif hektish, just like when it already is hektish and it's about to shecht it. Yoyrish ene soimech, he doesn't do smicha. Avtchilas hektish, similarly, making an animal hektish in the first place, like a tzmura, Yevish ain't a meimir, a Yevish doesn't do that either. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita.
Rabbi Yehuda must hold that this, because this thing is a korban, it's father's ownership is not 100% ownership to go across to the son. There must be some diminution in the father's ownership. But usually, Sayoga steps into his father's shoes.
On the contrary, there's a diminution, or whatever that word means, of the son. The son doesn't inherit the rights to smicha. The son still brings the korban, but he doesn't do smicha. But the Rabbanon say he does. So the Rabbanon, they learn the opposite. How do the Rabbanon know that a son does do smicha and does effect a tzmura? Because the Rabbanon say, let's start with the tzmura first. Homer yomir, the expression, parshas b'chukosai, homer, so it says a double loshen, im homer yomir. It says, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yomir, so it's a lo yisase, you're not allowed to do it. And then, so it says a double lashon homer yomir l'rabbi says a yoyrish to include that a yoyrish can make a tmura, can effect a tmura on his father's korban. And now that we know that a son effects a tmura, yoliv soifekdish metchilas hekdish. Now on the other way around, we're going to learn out smicha from tmura, the end of hektish, which is smicha, from the beginning of hektish, which is the tzmura. Ma tchila sektish yoyrish is meimir. Just like to make it hektish in the first place, the chachamim learn from homer yomir that a yoyrish does make it a tzmura. It's af soif hektish when it comes to the end of the game, when the smicha happens right before the shechita, yoyrish is soimich. Okay, so the chachamim say the yoyrish is both, and the Rebbe Huda says the yoyrish is both not. So now we have to work out what each one does with the other one's psukim, as per normal. Is the Rabbanon, hai korbanoi mayavdilai. So that korbanoi, one of the three korbanois we had, that Rabbi Yehuda uses to learn korbanoi veloi korbanoviv, is mayavdilai. What do the Chachamim do with that third korbanoi? So they say, then the Gemara brings all three, because we don't know which one's which, doesn't really matter. Korbanoi number one, veloi korban, that you don't do smicha if your goyisha colleague brings a korban, you don't do smicha on his behalf. Korbanoi v'loy korban chaveroi, you can't do smicha on behalf of your friend who brings a korban. And korbanoi, the rabbis call bale korban l'smicha, that if it's a partnership, all of the partners do smicha, which is what we basically learned yesterday in the Braisa, that all those are the three korbanois, and there ain't no spare korbanoi to say korbanoi v'loi korbanoviv, and therefore a yoyrish says the chachamim is doing a smicha. So Rabbi Yehuda, if we look...
Using the word korban, one word the korban using to exclude and exclude, the other one they're using to include.
Well, yeah, but it's the translation, right? So korbanoi excludes other people who aren't the owner, and it also includes anybody who is the owner. You're right. That one expression can include someone who's in and exclude someone who's out. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said korbanoi veloi korbanoviv, so 4 into 3 doesn't go. We're trying to exclude 4 possibilities. So what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do? How is he going to learn 4 things from 3 korbanois? And Rabbi Yehuda will say, "L'rab is kol balei korban l'smicha lesli." Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that all the partners have to do smicha, and therefore he's got a spare korbanoi to tell you korbanoi v'loi korban oviv ve'inami isle. Or I could say that Rabbi Yehuda does agree with that halacha, and he taka learns that korbanoi means all the partners have to do smicha. So he's short one korbanoi. So he will say, "Evi kechavim b'chaveirei mechad kro nafke." The fact that you don't do a smicha on a goy's korban and you don't do it on someone else's korban is one pasuk, because a goy is somebody else. Yeah, if you can't do a korban, if you can't do smicha on someone else's korban, doesn't matter if there's a Jew or a non-Jew. There's no smicha on someone else's korban, and we can learn that out from one pasuk korbanoi. So he's got that one, and if he agrees then that all the partners have to do smicha, so that's the second korbanoi. Is a yachulu? Sorry. So after he learned one, that the non-Jew and the non-owner are learned that from one pasuk. Is a yachulu trei kroy? He's got 2 more korbanois. Chad korbanoi v'loy korban aviv. So one is for his opinion that says that it's only that his son does not do smicha on the father's korban. The idach l'rab is called bali korban l'smicha. And the other one is he agrees with the chachamim to teach you that all the partners have to do smicha on a korban. So now we're happy with what the Chachamim do with the Karbanos, and we're happy with Rabbi Yehuda does the Karbanos, and everybody's good. So now, the only thing left is, the Chachamim said, Homer Yomir, the double expression taught us that the son can do a Tzmura. So now we have to just know, what does Rabbi Yehuda say with the Homer Yomir? Says, you found the place? Yeah, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hi, Homer Yomir Yavilei. So all we need to know left is, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the double expression of Homer Yomir? If he will exchange the animal for another one, which the Chachamim said, that means that to include that a son can effect a tzmura on his father's korban. It says a Gemara, Miboy Le Rabbi Yehuda uses that pasuk, the rabbi says a isha, to include that a woman brings a korban and then she wants to do a tzmura, she decides she's going to try to swap it, then the tzmura takes effect. Why do I need a pasuk to include a woman? The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa. Because the whole parsha there is talking only in a male, with words that are male words in Hebrew, yeah? So therefore, you might think women are excluded. The rabbi says, Isha, why do we end up including a woman? Talmud Loimar, Homer Yomir. So that includes women. How do the Chachamim know that? The Chachamim said, Homer Yomir includes the son. So how do they know to include a woman? Verabonon darshime ve'im. It says ve'im homer yomer. It's an extra word ve'im. What do you mean ve'im homer yomer? So they learn from that it is including a woman. And Rabbi Yehuda ve'im le'darish. He says, what do you mean if? If doesn't. What's if got to do with a woman? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn that. Okay. So in the end, we conquered all the psukim. And the only difference, la halacha, ends up being that according to the Chachamim, a Yoyvish is Soymech and a Yoyvish is Meimir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoyvish is not Soymech and is not Meimir. Okay, new Mishnah. Still continuing in the laws of Smicha on a Korban, says the Mishnah, Hakol Soymechim, everybody who was the owner of a Korban, right, we learned yesterday the Smicha Bebailim we're talking about. We're not talking about when Kuyin does it on Yom Kippur and that stuff. We're talking about the owner when he does Smicha on the Korban. So that includes everybody. Chutz, because the exceptions are Mecheres Shoytev Katon, the usual suspects, because they're not B'nai Deya. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have any, they're not like real people. They're not with it, so they don't do smicha. The summa, a blind person. We'll explain in the Gemara why all these people are excluded. A summa, a blind person. The over kechavim, a non-Jew. So before we said that a Jew can't be smich on the non-Jew's korban. This is telling us that the non-Jew himself also doesn't do smicha on his own korban. The ha'eved, one who was an eved knani, so he's sort of a half a Jew, I guess. He's somewhat Jewish, but he's more like a non-Jew, so he doesn't do smicha. The hashliach, you cannot make a shliach to do a smicha for you, like we said, karbon nevaloi karbon chaveiroi. The ha'isha and a woman. And that's it. So those are the exceptions. Those people, even if they bring a karbon, don't do smicha. Usmicha is shiore mitzvah. The whole concept of smicha is, literally it means the leftovers. In other words, it's not ma'akiv. Even though it's a mitzvah to do smicha, but if he didn't do it, the korban is still kosher and he's still yotze the korban. How do you do smicha? Al harosh, on the head of the animal, bebeis yadayim with both hands, uvamokim shesemchim shechtim. In the place where you do the smicha, you do the shechita. Now, there's two ways to interpret that sentence, which we'll discuss in the Gemara. One is in the place where the animal's standing in the Azara. Yeah, you do, because you're supposed to do shechita right away. So do the smicha in the spot where the animal is going to stand when you're doing the shechita, where you put his head in the rings there, you know, in the azoro, to make it easier to shech. So they had the rings, they stuck his head to the rings, so the smicha is done there. And the other one is, in the place means the place on the animal's body, which is we're going to discuss where on the animal's body is the smicha, because we just said it's on the head. So how does that work? So all of that will be in the Gemara. And the final point is, take if the smicha shechita. The smicha has to be done immediately before the shechita. So when you're all ready to shecht, then as a one step before, you do smicha and then immediately shecht.
It's interesting with that from the Nochris to proper Zvokim.
We did, but we got up to page 93, so... Yeah. How did we get onto it, Taki?
We were talking about
you know why? Because we were talking about Nesachim. And then the Nesachim, because Nesachim and Smicha sort of got together, we said everything has Nesachim except for the B'chor Ma'aser and Pesach. So then we went to everything has Smicha except the B'chor Ma'aser and Pesach. Yeah, it's interesting to see how it digresses a bit. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. We have all the exclusions mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam a cheresh shaitem katan. I understand why a cheresh shaitem katan don't do smicha. Dolav b'nei dayaninu. They haven't got knowledge, as you said, they're not with it, and therefore they don't do things, so they don't do the smicha either. Over kechavim nami. It's clear why a non-Jew, if he brings a korban, doesn't do smicha, because b'nei Yisrael seimchim ve'enev dekechavim seimchim. So sort of left out a bit. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says d'abro b'nei Yisrael. And then it says, "V'samach yaday al reish ha'ilah." So this the parsha which tells you the concept of smicha, it says, "Dabar b'nei Yisrael." So it says, "B'nei Yisrael." So b'nei Yisrael do the smicha, and a non-Jew does not do the smicha. So that's clear, easy from the psukim. Ela suma, why shouldn't a blind person do smicha when he brings the korban? My time alone, why not? Answer the Gemara. Rav Chizda v'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Charomar asya smicha smicha mizikne ha'eda. One says that we learn it like a gzeres shava. We have the word smicha regarding an individual's korban, and we have the smicha, let's say we learned yesterday about the par habal kol hamitzvahs, if the whole tzibur sins, and they bring this communal sin offering, the bull, par habal kol hamitzvahs, so the zikne ha'eda have to do smicha on it. Who is the zikne ha'eda, which means the Sanhedrin? And the Sanhedrin, we know a blind person couldn't be in the Sanhedrin, because as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that it had to be, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they will be there itcha with you, itcha b'doy milach, they have to be like you, just like you are not a balmum, so a member of the Sanhedrin cannot be a balmum, so a blind person cannot be in the Sanhedrin, therefore it's impossible to have a situation where a blind person is doing smicha on the partial tzibur. And we learn out of Gzeira Shava, just like the partial tzibur, there was no blind people doing it. Even for an individual korban, there's no blind people doing smicha. Yeah, well, that's telling you that Eine Ha'eda is the same. Yeah, the Eine Ha'eda, so you're saying because the eyes, so they have to be able to see. Yeah, okay. The Eine Ha'eda, yeah, but you could interpret that differently, because but it's your own.
They need to understand the halacha, not to see
it. Yeah, that Eine Ha'eda doesn't necessarily mean literally eyes. But Itcha B'dayim Halach means it can't be a Balmum. Yeah, that's true. That's also in the Parham, the same Parsha. Yeah. Okay. V'chad Omar. And so that's one guy learned, the Gzeir Shava. V'chad Omar, also Gzeir Shava, but not from Zikne Ha'eda, but Asya Smicha Smicha Me'olas Re'iyo. An Olas Re'iyo. I mean, you have to do Smicha on every Ola, including an Olas Re'iyo. That's one of the cases where Smicha applies. That means, and it's Sholosh Regalim, when it was Yontif, so you had to bring a korban to celebrate coming to Yerushalayim, which was a korban oila called the Olas Re'iyo. Now, what's special about an Olas Re'iyo? That we learn, the pasuk says, Yeira'e kol zechurcha, Yeshalosh pamim bashana, we said it's in Musaf, right? Shalosh pamim bashana, Yeira'e kol zechurcha, Asmanei Hashem olikecha, three times a year, so Yeira'e is nifal, that everybody should be seen. But the way it's written, Yud Reish Aleph Hey, with no nekudas, is also read as Yireh, should see. Yeah, and from that we learn that a blind person who can't see is not obligated in the Olas Re'iyo. Yeah, so there's no smicha of a blind person in the Olas Re'iyo, and therefore we have a Gzeira Shava. Just like by the Olas Re'iyo, a blind person doesn't do it. Similarly, by any other case of smicha, the blind person doesn't do it. So one learns out from the par of the tzibur, and one learns out from the Ola of Yontif, the Olas Re'iyo. Why is it so? What's the basis of choosing which one you're going to learn from? So the Gemara continues. My time of the Olaf bin Zikne Eda. The one who chooses to learn from the Olaf Re'iyo, why doesn't he learn from the Zikne Eda? Turn the page. Because Donin Yachid Mi Yachid. Because he wants to learn Olaf Re'iyo is an individual carbon. And we're talking about a blind person bringing an individual korban. So I'd rather, they're more similar to each other, I'd rather learn out the general korban from the Olas Re'iyo. The Ein Don in Yachid Mitzibur. I don't want to compare an individual korban to a communal korban. Maybe the rules are different. So it's better to learn it from an individual korban. Olaman de Yalif Mizikne Ha'eda, the one who learns it from the tzibur, from the communal carbon. My time of the Yalif may Olas Re'io. Why doesn't he want to learn from the Olas Re'io, which is an individual carbon? Because he says, Donin Midid Chsiv Be Smicha Begufa. I would rather learn Xerah Shava, where the smicha is mentioned beferish on that carbon. On the Zikne Ha'eda, on the Parha Tzibur, it says, V'samcho Zikne Ha'eda. So the word smicha is mentioned mefurish with regard to that carbon, and therefore I'm going to learn gzeirah shava v'samach yadei reisha ola, that it applies the same rules as the zikne eider that can't be blind, and it's done in midah dechsib be smicha begufa midah dechsib be smicha begufa lafuki elas reiya. I don't want to learn. I'm excluding. I'm not going to learn from the ola of reiya on yontif on shalosh regalim. How do you know that by an Eilas Re'iyah there has to be smicha? When the Torah tells you that Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yiro calls the Churcha, it doesn't say smicha anywhere over there. How do we know there's smicha by Eilas Re'iyah? Because when it talks about an Eilas Nedava in Parshas Vayikra, it says a person brings an Eila, V'samach Yadei Al Reisha Eila, and we learn out from that Eila to the Eilas Re'iyah. That means the Eilas Re'iyah itself is learned from somewhere else. So we don't want to do a double. I don't want to learn smicha, the rules of smicha on a carbon from Eilas Re'iyah, which itself is learned out from something else. It's a double, you'd have to do a double learning out. So I'd rather learn directly from the carbon sibur where it says befeir smicha. The Tani Tana comes to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. The Brisa quoted a Brisa in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. By Yakrev Esa Oila by Yisrael Kamishpat. By Yakrev Esa Oila. That pasuk is talking about in the Miluim, in the days of the Miluim when Aaron HaKoyim was being inducted into the Kohuna Gedolah. So it says in Parshas Shmini, Vayakrev Esa Oila. So God told him bring an Oila. So he brought the Oila. By Yisrael Kamishpat, and he did it according to the rules. What do you mean he did it according to the rules? To tell you, Kamishpat Eilas Nedava, that he did it according to the rules, the same as Eilas Nedava. What do you mean he did this carbon the same rules as Eilas Nedava? Limed al Eilas Chayva Shetuna Smicha. This is where it teaches you that a mandatory Eila also has Smicha, and therefore the same thing for the Eilas Re'iyah. The pasuk says Smicha by an Eilas Nedava. A donation oila. That's where the Torah says do smicha. How do I know when you have a mandatory oila that you also have to do smicha? So that's what we learn from the Yaseh Kamishpat. So Aaron HaKoyin's korban at that time was a mandatory oila, and he had to do smicha. So from that we learn a lot of mandatory oilas. So that's how we know the oilas re'iyah has to have smicha. But it doesn't say it beforeish by the oilas re'iyah, and therefore this one Amora wants to learn from the Par HaTzibur rather than the oilas re'iyah. Okay, so that's the blind man. I see. Now, Ha'eved, the Mishnah said, the Eved, Ashliach, and Ha'isha also are excluded. They don't do smicha. So, as the Gemara, Tana Rabbani, we learned in a Braisa. How do we know those? Yadoi. So, V'samach Yadoi. He does smicha with his hand, yeah? His hand, V'loi, it's an exclusion. What do you mean, his hand? Of course, it's his hand, also his hand. Because Yadoi, V'loi, Yad Avdoi. To exclude not the hand of his slave. Yadoi, V'loi, Yad Shluchai. His hand and not the hands of a shliach. Now you'll remember that we learned karbanoi v'loi karban chaveroi. So you might ask me, if it's karbanoi v'loi karban chaveroi, why do I need yadoi v'loi yad shluchai? It's the same thing, it's someone else's. So I could answer you that karbanoi v'loi karban chaveroi means when he's not a shliach. I can't just go ahead and do smicha for you. But you might have thought, if I make you a shliach, shluch zara kemoisai, that works, that would work. So he says, no, even if you make him a shliach, you also can't do someone else's, yeah? And yadai v'lo yad ishtei. And the third yadai is not his wife's hand. And again, we learned about women being excluded from... we haven't learned about women. Sorry, we haven't done that yet. Okay, so those are the three exclusions. So the Gemara says, kol hani lomali. Why do I need a separate pasuk for all three? Why couldn't I just say Yadoi excludes all three? Why do I need three times Yadoi? So the Gemara says because it's a build-up of what's more likely and less likely, and they're not all equally likely. And therefore, Tzricha, we need all the three Yadois. It says three times Yadoi, by the way. It's not the same Yadoi. Three times Yadoi. Is Ikasa Rachmona Chad. If the Torah had only said Yadoi once, Hava amina lemu'uta yevet. So the most logical, the most likely to exclude out of those three is an eved, the lav bar mitzvahs, because he's not obligated in all mitzvahs. Avo shliach the bar mitzvahu, but a shliach, so an eved is not a full-fledged Jew. But a shliach, who's a bar mitzvah, is a full-fledged Jew. And we know the rule is, shluch eshaladam kemoisai, that a person, when he makes a shliach, is just like him. We learn it out from the Korban Pesach, when it says, v'shachto eshay kol kahal adas b'nei Yisrael, that everybody's shechting the Korban Pesach, and the Gemara says, what do you mean everyone's shechting it? You have a group of 30 people who are signed up on one Korban. They don't all shecht it. That would be very messy. Yeah? But one person shechts it on behalf of all of them, but it says, kol kahal adas Yisrael. That means when you shecht it on my behalf, it's as if I shechted it mamish. Yeah? So therefore, you would think, I would think I can make a shliach to do the smicha for me. So that's why I need the second yodoi to tell me no. In this case, you can't do shlichus. Correct. Yeah. Okay. But from that we learn a general concept. That's where we learn shlichus and everything. Ha'ish mekadosh boya b'shlucha. We learn that from there also. Ve'iash me'in on hani tarti. And if it would tell me these two, the Eved and the Shliach cannot do smicha, the Lav kegufe domya, because they are a separate person, and the smicha has to be the owner, the Bailim. Aval ishte de kegufe domya, but a person's wife, they're like, you know, two halves of one neshama, as we say. So therefore, that's just two halves of one guf also. So therefore, it's mamish you. If your wife's doing it, it's you doing it. Ema tismach, you might think that she can do it. Tzricha, therefore, we need a pasuk to tell you that in this case, the wife can't do it. Okay.
Why don't you do it the other way around? Just say Isha then.
Because you wouldn't know which one to say. It doesn't say Isha, Eved, Shliach. It just says Yoda, Yoda, Yoda. So if it had one Yoda, you would take the more obvious one. If you have two Yodas, you take the two most obvious ones. Yeah? So you have to have three to exclude all three cases. Your question makes sense, usually, when it says it Mefurish. If it said this, you wouldn't need that. But it doesn't say any of them. It just says there's only three yodois. You've got to work out which ones they're referring to. Okay, now, next one. Smicha, shiore mitzvah. So smicha is, I don't know how to translate, leftover mitzvah. I mean, it's a non...
Ancillary.
Oh, good word. Is that what Askel says?
It's an ancillary... for good words.
It's your own good word. Okay, it's an ancillary part of the mitzvah. Tana Rabbanu Linda the Brisa v'samach v'nirtza. This is that famous pasuk in Parashat Vayikra where we learn smicha.
A remnant.
A remnant. No, I like ancillary better. V'samach v'nirtza means that when he does smicha, v'samach yada reisha oila v'nirtza le'lechaper alav. He leans his hand on the head of the oila, and it will be nirtza means accepted. God accepts it to atone for him. So if you just read that sentence, you would say that when he leans his hand on the korban, that's when God accepts it and atones. So that's very interesting. That means that by doing the smicha, that's achieving the atonement. V'chismicha mechaperes, does the leaning his hand on the animal, is the thing that makes the atonement? V'alai en kapara ela badom. The atonement happens when the kohen sprinkles the blood on the mizbeach. Shenemar ki hadom hu banefesh yechaper. It's the blood that atones for the soul. So why does it say v'samach v'nirtza? Ela leimalach, it means that it wants to tell you that it's important, sort of. She'im asal l'smicha shiorei mitzvah, that if he treats it as a leftover, as a non-important, as a non-critical aspect of the korban, and he treats it sort of as a second-class item, ma'ila alav akosav ki'il lekipa, the Torah will consider it for you as if you didn't atone, but v'chipa, really you did. But they look at you as if you hadn't done it properly. In other words, technically you were yoitza, but you lost brownie points because you didn't do what you were supposed to. V'tanya, so that's v'smicha. V'tanya gabitnufa ki'ai gavna, we have a very similar brisa about the waving that goes on. Let's say this is talking about a metzora. There are a few cases where it has to be waved. So by the mitzvah, there's the snuf v'heni for yakayin. I say snuf al Hashem, and then it says lechaper a love. The actual pasuk goes. Where's my pasuk dalid? Yeah, v'lokach keves echad osham li snuf al lechaper a love. This is the mitzvah. A poor mitzvah. So instead of bringing three animals, he brings one. He brings an osham. And it says, "Lisnufa lachaper." to wave it to atone. So that sounds like the waving is doing the atonement. Does the waving do the atonement? The atonement comes from sprinkling the blood. It's the blood that makes the atonement. Why is he telling you the snufa lechaper? If he makes the waving as an ancillary bit that he doesn't really care about it, and he leaves it out. Mile of a kasukil like keeper. The Torah considers it as if he didn't do the korban, but for keeper he did technically do it. But the Torah was unhappy with him as if he hadn't done it. Okay, so that's the remnants, ancillary leftovers of the mitzvah. Now comes where do you do the smicha al haroish, on the head of the animal? Tana rabbanu within the braisa, yaday al haroish, his hand has to be on the head of the animal. V'lo yaday al atzavar, not on the neck. Which is really means the throat. It's the even tzavar. We say usually neck means the back, but it means here the throat where you do the shechita, the place of the shechita. Yada yala roish. So the positive is samach yada al roish. Yeah. So we're saying what's the head? Why does it say on the head to exclude the neck or the throat? Yada yala roish for lo yada yala gabayim. It excludes the back. It has to be on his head, not on his back. Yaday ala roish for la yad ala chaza has to be on the head and not on the chest. Now, why do I need to exclude all those things? Just tell me the head and that's it. So kol hani lomali, why do I need all these exclusions? Why couldn't I have one? So again, it says three times a roish, don't forget. So why do I need three times to tell me the head? Tzricha, you need them. The e cost of
different yada to the ones we learned about the
smith and all that sort of stuff. No, it was samach yaday ala roish. No, sorry, it's a bit of shlomim. It says by the three different kinds of shlomim. Shlomim can come out of a sheep, a goat, and a cattle, and a bull, yeah? So in Parshas Vayikra, there are three separate paragraphs talking about a shlomim. And each time it says, So why does it say roish three times? You have three parshas, it's very repetitive there, if you remember in Parshas Vayikra. It says three times... the head. So why doesn't it tell me three times the head? Says the Gemara, the ikos of Rachman Achad, if it would only say once head, I would exclude the most likely, lemu'ut et tzavar, I would exclude the throat, deloikoi bade reishi, because that's nowhere near the head. It's on the other side of the animal. So therefore you would say, that's excluded. But the other two, aval gabai, but the back of the animal, dekoi lahade reishi, which is near the head, because if the way an animal stands, so his head and his back are sort of, you know, aligned. So therefore you might think I can do smicha on the back of the animal. Therefore tzricha, therefore needs a second one. V'yashmin and hani trei. And if it told me not the throat and not the back, mishum delay sraba l'tnufa. Because we never found that the back and the throat should be included in some ancillary activity like tnufa, like waving it. You never wave the back and you never wave the throat. Avachaza. But the chest, which on a carbon shlomim, the chest is waved, the chaza v'shoik, they wave it around. Tisrabil etznufa. So if the chaza is the one that we do wave, is me'ema aloi, maybe it's not excluded, and you can do smicha on the chaza as well. Just like you did snufa on the chaza v'shoik, maybe I can do the smicha also on the chaza. Therefore, tzmicha, we need the third pastor to exclude the chaza. Okay, very nice. Now the question is, yod alat stodin mahu. So an animal has a head, and on the head, he has the side of the head. So there's the top of the head, and there's a side of the head. So we know it has to be on the head, but what if I put my hands on the side of the head? Is that okay or not? It has to be on top of the head. Is Toshima coming here? The Tanya learned in a braisa. Abba Biroi, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Biroi in the yeshiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, Yaday al reisha, v'lo yaday al stodin. So the braisa says it has to not be on the side of the head, but on the top of the head. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi had a question. Matlis ma'al shetochis. If he doesn't want to get his hands dirty on the head of the sheep or the cow or whatever, so he puts a hanky. He wants to put a hanky on top of the head so he doesn't get his hands dirty. Is that a chatzitza? Is that kosher smicha or not? Tashema uvavah chaloitehe davar choytes b'nei leven azavach. No, it has to be as long as there is nothing interrupting between his hand and the animal. So you can't put your hanky there to keep your hands clean. You'll go wash your hands later. Uvishtei yadayim. Now, the Mishnah said it's two hands. Two-handed smicha. Minohani mili, how do I know that smicha is two-handed? Omrei shlokish diomar kro. V'samach aron ashtei yadov. This is talking about the Soyer HaMishtaleach, which we mentioned yesterday, that the Kohen does it. On Yom Kippur, the goat that was sent to the cliff to be thrown off the cliff, before that happens, so the Aaron HaKohen, it says, with Samach Yadav, Samach Aaron Shtei Yadav, there it says, Mefurish, that Aaron leaned his two hands. Baksiv Yadav, but that word Yadav is written without the second Yud. And it's said, we pronounce it Yadav, but it's written, spelled as if it was Yadoi, which is one hand. It's Ksiv, where am I? Samach Shtei Yadav, Ksiv Yadoi, it's written as Yadoi, which means one. Uksiv Shtei, but it says Shtei Yadav, so it must be two, yeah, because it's plural. So how does that work? Is there Bona Av? So this created a rule. Literally, it means this built a father. This is the father of all rules regarding smicha, or regarding hands, actually. Kol mokem shenemar yadoi, even though whenever it says the word yadoi, and even if you read it yadoi, hare kan shtayim, it means both hands. So even though by shlomim it says v'samach yadoi, it means both hands. Atcha yifalacha kosev achas, unless the Torah says mefurish, one hand. Stam yadoi means two hands. So that's what Reish Lakish learned from. Very nice. It's Ozer Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar heard Reish Lakish say this. Amrala hashmata b'bei medrasha. He went and repeated this in the Beis HaMedrash to everybody else. He didn't say, Reish Lakish taught me this. He said it as if he'd made it up himself. Ishama Reish Lakish v'ikpid. Reish Lakish heard, and Reish Lakish got upset. Hayitachin, you said a halacha that I taught you, and he didn't say it in my name. It's all my life. So Reish Lakish decided, you know what? I'm going to upshlog Rabbi Lazar, even though he's saying my Torah. Now I'm going to argue against myself just so I can upshlog him, to so that he should have said it in my name. So what does he say to him? He says to Rabbi Lazar, if wherever it says the word Yadoi, with it, even without a Yud, and it's written Yadoi, it means two hands. Lama lila michtav Yadov.
Where does it write Yadav somewhere?
Why does it ever say Yadav? Yadav, Yadav. So why does it ever say Yadav in any place? Why does it always say Yadav? Because Yadav always means two. It said it once by the Sar Mishtaleach, but why anywhere else does it have to say Yadav? It could always say Yadav. How do I know it says in other places Yadav when it doesn't need to? It's actually Esrim Ba'arba Yadav. He found, Reish Lakish found 24 times where it says in Chumash Yadav. And Reish Lakish says to Belozer, it could have said Yadoi in all those cases, because it means two anyway. Yadav Tivieno, which is about the that's about the Shtei Halechem. Yadav Rav Loi, which it says about the Yehud and the Brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sikil as Yadav, when Yaakov was blessing Ephraim and Menashe, it says he swapped his hands over, so he had artificial intelligence. Sikil as Yadav. In all of those cases, it says Yadav with a Yud. If you're correct that Yadoi always means two, why put an extra Yud in there? So that's what he said back to Rabbi Lazar. Is Ishtik? So Rabbi Lazar was sorry, didn't know what to answer, because he was stealing Reish Lakish's Torah anyway, so he didn't understand it properly, he didn't know how to answer.
There's a similar exchange in reverse.
They were all interesting characters, yeah. Lebosa the Nachdaite, after Reish Lakish calmed down, which was, didn't always happen, this time it did. After Reish Lakish calmed down, is Amalei. So he said to Rabbi Lazar, "My time, Amalei, Tamalei. Why didn't you answer me? Yadav de smicha ka'amri." We're talking about where it says Yadoi by smicha. Whenever it says Yadoi regarding smicha, that's when it means two. But all these other Yadavs that I'm talking are not about smicha. Fred the Gemara besmicha nami
ksiv. The Menashe case a little bit like smicha. I know it's a person, but.
Yeah, well, one second. Okay, but that wasn't even smicha. They weren't being rabbis. It wasn't really. But anyway, he asked a different question. But besmicha nami ksiv ayishbechas yadav olavaitzaveya by Yeshua. When Moshe gave smicha on Yeshua, he put both hands on him, and there it says yadav. So even by smicha, we find yadav. Why is there an extra yud? So Reish Lakish answers, smicha de behema karmi. We're talking about smicha on an animal, not smicha on a person who you're giving a rabbinical ordination to. Okay.
So that's why you say Yadav to Vienna by the Shalach, because that's smicha.
No, it's not smicha.
Yeah.
It's not smicha, and that's why it has Yadav, because it's the rule that Yadav means too is only by smicha. Okay, in the place where he did the smicha, at the shech, and take the smicha shechita. My comma, what does he mean? Hachi comma, what he means is, B'makim she'semchin she'echdim, you got to shecht it in the place where it was standing. She'tekef l'smichah shechita. These two things go together. In the Mishnah, it's disjointed. But the pshat is that it goes together. Because you have to do shechita immediately after smicha, so you do the smicha in the place where you're going to shecht it. So you shouldn't have to then schlep it somewhere else. Okay, so the Mishnah weiter. Chem b'smicha b'tnufa b'tnufa b'smicha. These two ancillary, I like that word, these two ancillary activities of smicha and tnufa, in one sense smicha stricter, and in one sense tnufa stricter. What's the chumrah of smicha? She'echad menif l'chol ha'chaverim. When it comes to the waving, if you have partners, one person can wave on behalf of all of the partners. Ve'ein echad soymich l'chol ha'chaverim, but you can't have one person leaning his hands on it on behalf of everybody else. So that's a chumrah of smicha. Chayme b'tznufa, what's the stringency regarding the waving? Sh'atznufa ne'heges b'karbonos ha'yachar u'v'karbonos tzibur. We have examples of waving by a korban yochi with the shlamim, the chazav v'shoik, and the korbanos tzibur, which we had by the sheep on Shavuos, like we talked about. And also, top of the page, b'chayim u'v'shchutim. We have waving. Sometimes a live animal has to be waved. That's always fun. And v'shchutim. Sometimes you wave only the dead meat. U'v'davar sheyesh b'ruach chayim. Waving sometimes happens on a live thing, like an animal. And davar sheyesh b'ruach chayim. Sometimes there's waving, like by a korban mincha, where it's not a living thing, it's a flower or whatever. Masha ain can be smicha, which only applies to an animal. I should stop or I should go on? Whichever I like, I'll do it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in about, I hope it's for tomorrow, because the weekdays I struggle with the. But what happens if we weren't finished the daf? We wouldn't be preparing anyway. I'll take a consensus. I should continue or should stop? Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa. Karbonai, the Rabbi is called by the Karbon Smicha. We learned this already before, that when it says Karbonai, it means all the partners in the Karbon have to do Smicha. Shayacha v'haleidinu, you might have learned the Kavachemi from Tznufa. Madach Tznufa, shenitz Rabsa b'shchutin. Madach Tznufa, which we said is stricter, that it happens, it applies even to the dead animal sometimes. Nismata b'chavrin, but it doesn't need to be every single member of the partnership. This smicha, shalayin, this shabbos b'shchutin, smicha is lenienter, that it doesn't apply to once it's shechted. Is any din shenismata b'chavrin? Isn't it a kavachomer that you shouldn't need every member of the partnership to do smicha? Tamad lemer karbon, the rabbis call by the karbon the smicha. So now I can say the opposite. Tisrab b'tznufa b'chavrin. Maybe by waving, it should need to have every partner a kavachomer from smicha. Madach smicha shleini srabsa b'shchutin srabsa b'chayvri madach smicha, which does not apply to shechted meat, but it does require all the partners to be in it. It's tenufa shleini srabsa b'shchutin. Tenufa is stricter. That it applies even to shechted meat. Ein itin shleini srabsa b'chayvri. Isn't it a kav chomer that it should be all the partners have to wave it? So the Gemara says there mishum delay efshar. It's impossible that all the partners should have to do the waving. How are they going to wave? How's it? All the partners going to wave this piece of meat. Hey, chelevet, or even if it's live. Linfu kulu ba'daya dodi. For all the partners to wave it together, everybody holds it and waves it. Kahavi chatzitza, because the other guy's hands are in the way. You can't get everybody's hands on the meat, so it's going to be a chatzitza. Leinif, a hodav leinif. Have them do it one after the other. First the first guy does it, and then the second guy, the third guy. Is tenufa amar rachman alosh in singular. One waving, v'loi tenufa, and not many waving, so therefore it's only one. Okay, we might as well finish to the end of the paragraph. Smicha b'shchutin, less afretik and more. There's no such thing as smicha on a shechted animal. But it's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Bismancha kohen gadol reitzel lahaktir. If the kohen gadol is allowed to walk in whenever he feels like and say, "I'm doing this avoda," everyone else get lost. So when he wants to do it, let's say it's a korban. Let's say it's a korban oila. Yeah, the oila satomid. He decides one morning to come in and do it. Is Haya Oilo Bakevish, he would walk up to the top of the ramp, Vaskan bi Minoy, and the vice Kohen Gadol would stand next to him on his right. He Gilo Machtis Akevish, when he got to halfway up the ramp, is Ochaskan bi Minoy Vehaleo, the vice Kohen Gadol held his right hand and helped him get up to the top. Vahoshit Lo Harisha, now that we remember there were 13 Kohenim who were involved in the Korban Tamid, they each carried a piece up. But if the Kohen Gadol comes in and takes over, so they would carry it and hand it to the Kohen Gadol. Is Harisha in the first Kohen gives him the first guy gives him the head and the foot. Here we go. The Kohen Gadol does smicha on the head and the foot. Then when they're dead already, they're shechted. And then Vizorkan, and he throws it on his bayach. And the second guy gives the first guy the two hands, and the first guy then gives it nice to the Kohen Gadol, he gives it to the Kohen Gadol, and then he's soymech alayim, he's again soymech on these limbs, v'zorkon, nishbar hasheni v'holachloi, then the second guy slips away and goes away, and that's how they did it, all the rest of the limbs of the Korban Olas Tamid, soymech alayim v'zorkon, the Kohen Gadol leaned on all of them and then threw them. Of his man who writes Hussein Mechvachim Zarkin. If he wants to, he can do the smicha and someone else can do the throwing. So we see that there is a smicha on a dead piece of meat. Is Amar Abaye. Abaye says, that's not the mitzvah of smicha. Hasim should kveir the Kohen Gadol. That was just to give the Kohen Gadol some honor. They made up an activity that he could do smicha and it looks fancy. But it's not really the mitzvah of smicha. There is no real mitzvah of smicha by Geshachtene Karbonis. Hajim Lach Shtei Midas.